Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Police in Indonesia say suicide bombers have struck three churches in the city of Surabaya on the island of Java. At least two people were killed, 13 others wounded, in the blast today in front of the Santa Maria Catholic Church. There was no immediate word about injuries at other sites. Surabaya, Indonesia's second largest city. One person is dead, another four wounded, two seriously, after a terror attack in Paris's opera district. The suspect, who reportedly shouted "God is great" in Arabic, was killed by police. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener has more.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, but did not provide proof for its claim. France has been on high alert in recent years after a series of attacks commissioned or inspired by the Islamic State militant group, including the 2015 assault on the Bataclan Theater, where dozens died, just a couple miles away from Saturday's knife attack.
Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. For the first time since Islamic State militants were driven out of Iraq last year, citizens voted for a new parliament and ultimately a new government. As voters cast their ballots, airports and roads were shut down for security purposes, while the overwhelming number of polling places around the country remained safe. Early in the day, an attack was reported south of Kirkuk, a bomb also discovered at a polling place in Baghdad. Israel has closed a main border crossing with the Gaza Strip, destroyed a Hamas militant tunnel as well, came a day after renewed violence between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces along the coastal enclave. This is VOA News.